Blog Talk Radio.
Out in the street, they call it.
Discipleship Radio.
Out in the street, they call it.
Andenya. Kasenyo iska arb baluta kenoch zawater yemibal. Said on the days from Monday to Friday. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kavrit beta Christian. Gidda gadaochish lepazion in kwe etegetu nacho. Salam, lanchi yehun enatachin, kubrut beta Christian. Peace be to you, our mother, O honorable church. Thy walls are embroidered with topaz. Peace, salam, shalom be to thee. Our mother, O honorable church.
Mizmor Menhet, Shir Mizmor Livne Korah. יפה נוף משוש כל הארץ, הר ציון ירכתי צפון, קריית מלך רב. אלוהים בארמנותיה נודע למשגב, כי הנה המלכים נועדו, עברו יחדיו. הם מראו כן תמהו, נבהלו נחפזו. ברוח קדים תשפר אוליגיון תרשיש כאשר שמענו כן ראינו בעיר אדוני צבאות בעיר אלוהינו אלוהים יכונניה עד עולם סלע דימינו אלוהים חסדך וקרב החליך כשמך אלוהים תן תהילתך על קץ וארץ, צדק מלאה ימיניך. ישמח הר ציון, תגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך. שופכו ציון והתקיפוה, ספרו מגדליה. שיתו לבכם לחילה, פסגו ארמנותיה. למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות. גדול אדוני ומהולל מאוד, בעיר אלוהינו הרדושו. משוש כל הארץ, הר ציון ירכתי צפון, קריית מלך רב. אלוהים בארמנותיה נודע למשגב, כי הנה המלכים נועדו, עברו יחדיו. הם מראו כן תמהו, נבהלו נחפזו. רעדה אחזה דם שם, ברוח קדים תשפר אוליגיון תרשיש כאשר שמענו כן ראינו בעיר אדוני צבאות בעיר אלוהינו אלוהים יכונניה עד עולם סלע דמינו אלוהים חסדך בקרב היכליך. כשמך אלוהים כן תהילתך על כסף ארץ, צדק מלאה ימיניך. ישמח על ציון, תגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך. שופו ציון והקיפוה, ספרו מגדליה. שיטו לבכם לחלה, הסגו ארמנותיה. למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות.
Psalm 48. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice, let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion, and go round about her, tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, 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 forever.
Rastafari, Africa is a must. So no matter what person and cause, you have to jump on this your bus. Zion born, right?
Right.
Do it.
Mizmor Memchet, Shir Mizmor Livne Korah. Gadol Adonai Mehullal Meod, Be'ir Eloheinu Har Kodesho. Yefe Nof Mesos Kol Haaretz, Har Tzion Yarkete Tzafon. קריית מלך רב. אלוהים בארמנותיה נודע למשגב, כי הנה המלכים נועדו, עברו יחדיו. הם מראו כן תמהו, נבהלו נחפזו. רעדה אחזתם שם, חיל כיולדה. ברוח קדים תשבר אוניות תרשיש. כאשר שמענו כן ראינו, בעיר אדוני צבאות בעיר אלוהינו. אלוהים יכונניה עד עולם סלע. דמינו אלוהים חסדך בקרב היכליך. כשמך אלוהים כן תהילתך על קצווי ארץ, צדק מלאה ימיניך. ישמח הר ציון, תגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך. שובו ציון והקיפוה, ספרו מגדליה. שיטו לבכם לחלה, פסגו ארמנותיה. למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות.
Psalm 48.
Mizmor Memchet, Shir Mizmor Livne Korah.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge. For lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwark. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever. Guide, forever. Psalm 48.
Mizmor memhet, shir mizmor livnekora, or livnekora, or livnekora, or livnekora,
or livnekora, or livnekora, or livnekora. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge. For lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, 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 forever,
forever. Rastafari, Africa is a must. So no matter post now, cross, you have to jump on this your bus, Zion born, right? Do it.
Mazmur Arbasabat Bekenef Arbasin. በሁለተኛ ሰንበት የቆሬ ልጆች የምስጋና መዝሙር። እግዚአብሔር ትልቅ ነው። በአምላካችን ከተማ በተቀደሰው ተራራ ምስጋናው ብዙ ነው። በሰሜን ወገን በመልካም ስፍራ የቆመ የምድር ሁሉ ደስታ የጽዮን ተራራ ነው። እርሱም የትልቁ ንጉሥ ከተማ ነው። እግዚአብሔር በአዳራሾቿ መጠጊያ ሆኖ ይታወቃል። እነሆ ነገሥታት ተከማችተው በአንድነት መጥተዋል። እነርሱ ሳይተው ተደነቁ፣ ደነገጡ፣ ታወቁ። መንቀጥቀጥ እንደ ወላድ ምጥ በዚያ ያዛቸው። በኃይለኛ ነፋስ የተርሴስን መርከቦች ተሰብራለ። እንደ ሰማን እንዲሁ አየን። በሰራዊት ጌታ ከተማ፣ በአምላካችን ከተማ እግዚአብሔር ለዘላለም ያጠናታል። አምላክ ሆይ በሕዛብ መካከል ምሕረትህን ተቀበል። አምላክ ሆይ እንደ ስምህ እንዲሁም እስከ ምድር ዳርቻ ድረስ ምስጋናህ ነው። ቀኝህ ጽድቅን የተሞላች ናት። አቤቱ ስለ ፍርድህ የጽዮን ተራራ ደስ ይበለው፣ የአይሁድም ሴት ልጆች ሐሴት ያድርጉ። ጽዮንን ክበቧት፣ በዙሪያዋም ተመላለሱ። ግንቦቿንም ቁጠሩ፣ በብርታቷ ልባችሁን አኑሩ አዳራሽዋን አስቡ ለሚመጣው ትውልድ ተነግሩ ዘንድ ለዓለምና ለዘላለም ይህ አምላካችን ነው እርሱም ለዘላለም ይመራናል
Psalm 48
Mizmor Menhet Shir Mizmor Livne Korah
Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God in the mountain of his holiness Beautiful for situation the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north the city of the great king God is known in her palaces for a refuge For lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever. Guide. Forever, 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 forever.
Of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of thee, O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
of the Rastas have been involved in the killings in Jamaica over the years, or that's somebody else?
Rasta is involved in progress, in making understanding, like preaching traditional culture to the people. Rasta no killers. You have to do good before you can be a Rasta.
You have to do good.
If he's baddie, then you're bad. If he's goodie, then you're good.
What would I have to do to be a Rastafari?
Well, the first thing you have to be born again.
Born again?
Yeah.
Would I have to be black?
Do you have a choice? If you have a choice, you better be black if you have a choice. But if you don't have a choice, someone's got black hair.
Is the message of Rastafari that you should go back to Africa?
Yes, and that the earth must rule by Africa.
Forward.
One government. Forward, not back, forward.
Yeah, go forward to Africa,
yes.
Not back.
Mm-mm.
Do you think that will ever happen? Do you really believe that will happen?
Yes.
Get a lot of money out of your music?
Money. I mean, how much is a lot of money to you?
Yeah, that's a good question. Have you made, say, millions of dollars?
No.
Are you a rich man?
When you mean rich, what do you mean?
You have a lot of possessions, a lot of money in the bank.
Position make you rich? I don't have that type of richness. My richness is life, forever.
Yes, 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 yes. Shalom, shalom, Habareen. Yes, I. The Rastafari, the Monday podcast here, the second day of the Shabuah. Here in the season, this time here for this December, according to the Gregorian calendar, December 13th podcast. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 59. Here we're at the 12th and the final Torah reading and feeding, the manna here from the first book. First book, Bereishis, a.k.a. Genesis. So here we have the 12th Torah reading and feeding. So here, let's first of all just pick up right here and share this right here. There's a testament of the 12 patriarchs. We got to hear in the previous Shabuah, we got to hear, I think first we heard Yehuda's. Right, since Yehuda, he stepped forward to the man, that man in power, that was his disguised brother, Joseph, and he pleaded on behalf of Benjamin. That's what the previous Torah portion, the epicenter, Yehuda, Yehuda, and Yehuda, Yehuda. And in Yehuda, we have the Hebrew Nagash. I touched on it before, Nagash, and looking at the etymological similarities, right, to Negus, but Yehuda. So Judah stepping forward, he stepped forward like in a court scene, you know, like, Your Honor, may I approach the bench? But he just approached the bench right there to plead on behalf of his younger brother, or both of their younger brothers. Remember, he didn't know that this was actually Joseph. This is Joseph here. But most of all, to plead on behalf of their father. So we see the reconciliation, right, of the 12, right, in the previous 11th sabbatical study. And that brings us here, right here, in this Shabuah, in this 7, in this strong, to the 12th Torah reading and feeding, right here. Let's bring this out right here. Yes, sir. All right. No, we're just setting up the testament of Benjamin. We got to hear from Judah, Yehuda's perspective. Also, Yehuda is a key, right? Yehuda, what does Yehuda mean? And why do we say that the name is Yehuda and not Yahuda? All right, so stay tuned for that, getting to some of the biblical Hebrew etymology and even the Afro-Shemitic etymology, the sense, right, in the name. So the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary is a good go-to, right, for the names of the patriarchs or the names of the different ones that come up, especially in the KJV translation. It's like easy steps in the Hebrew. So here we're at the 12th, Yahi, and he lived, and he, Yahi. Now, Yahi is is expressed in the form of, and he lives, right? And he lives, right? But bringing out the sense of Jacob, right? His sojourning, both in the land of Mizraim, of Kemet, of Egypt, and also we're coming to the last days of the patriarch Yaakov, the patriarch Jacob, a.k.a. Israel. So Yahi, Wa means an, and Yahi, he live, comes from the Hebrew root high, right? So we have high. Life for life. Get into some more of the etymology right there, but just to kind of the basic first word, since this is the first podcast for I and I and the Shavua, here on the second day of the seven, here for the Monday podcast. So stay tuned right here. Going to share the testament of Benjamin. Benjamin, right, just to seal up. And then coming forward, touch on some of the other testament. Since here we have a family reconciliation, the family together again, and the importance of the 12 tribes. Let's begin off with the names, the meaning of the names. But here we begin with the testament, hearing the affidavits, right, from ancient Egypt. And these documents was known to the early church as well, right, especially the early church, the Eastern church, the churches in places like what we call Africa today, the Horn of Africa. Many of these books found in the lost books of the Bible, forgotten books of Eden, one reference, as well as the Apocrypha and Pseudepigrapha. You need to bridge that gap. Can't just keep parachuting into the New Testament, right? Can't parachute. There's a 400-year gap. Got to bridge that gap right there. So here, Testament of Benjamin.
The Testament of Benjamin, the 12th son of Jacob and Rachel. The copy of the words of Benjamin, which he commanded his sons to observe after he had lived 125 years. And he kissed them and said, as Isaac was born to Abraham in his old age, so also was I to Jacob. And since Rachel, my mother, died in giving me birth, I had no milk, therefore I was suckled by Bilhah, her handmaid. For Rachel remained barren for 12 years after she had borne Joseph, and she prayed that Yahweh would fasting 12 days, and she conceived and bare me. For my father loved Rachel dearly, and prayed that he might see two sons born from her. Therefore was I called Benjamin, that is, a son of days. And when I went into Egypt to Joseph, and my brother recognized me, he said unto me, what did they tell my father when they sold me? And I said unto him, they dabbed thy coat with blood, and sent it, and said, know whether this be thy son's coat? And he said unto me, even so, brother. When they had stripped me of my coat, they gave me to the Ishmaelites, and they gave me a loincloth, and scourged me, and bade me run. And as for one of them that had beaten me with a rod, a lion met him, and slew him. And so his associates were affrighted. Do ye also therefore, my children, love Yahweh, God of heaven and earth, and keep his commandments, following the example of the good and holy man, Joseph. And let your mind be unto good, even as ye know me, for he that bathes his mind right seeth all things rightly. Fear Yahweh and love your neighbor, and even though the spirits of Balaam claim you to afflict you with every evil, yet shall they not have dominion over you, even as they had not over Joseph, my brother. How many men wished to slay him, and Yahweh shielded him? For he that feareth Yahweh and loveth his neighbor cannot be smitten by the spirit of Belial, being shielded by the fear of Yahweh. Nor can he be ruled over by the device of men or beast. For he is helped by Yahweh through the love which he hath towards his neighbor. For Joseph also besought our father that he would pray for his brethren, that Yahweh would not impute to them as sin whatever evil they had done unto him. And thus Jacob cried out, My good child, thou hast prevailed over the bowels of thy father Jacob. And he embraced him and kissed him for 2 hours, saying, In thee shall be fulfilled the prophecy of heaven concerning the Lamb of Yahweh and Savior of the world, and that a blameless one shall be delivered up for lawless men, and a sinless one shall die for ungodly men and the blood of the covenant. For the salvation of the Gentiles and of Israel shall destroy Belial and his servants. See ye therefore, my children, the end of the good man. Be followers of his compassion, therefore with a good mind, that ye also may wear crowns of glory. For the good man hath not a dark eye, for he showeth mercy to all men, even though they be sinners. And though they devise with evil intent concerning him, by doing good he overcometh evil, being shielded by Yahweh. And he loveth the righteous as his own soul. If anyone is glorified, he envieth him not. If anyone is enriched, he is not jealous. If anyone is valiant, he praiseth him. The virtuous man he laudeth, and on the poor man he that mercy, on the weak he that compassion. Unto Yahweh he singeth praises. And him that hath the grace of a good spirit, he loveth as his own soul. If therefore ye also have a good mind, then you will both wicked men be at peace with you, and the profligate will reverence you and turn unto good, and the covetous will not only cease from their inordinate desire, but even give the objects of their covetousness to them that are afflicted. If you do well, even the unclean spirits will flee from you, and the beasts will dread you. For where there is reverence for good works and light in the mind, even darkness fleeth away from him. For if anyone does violence to a holy man, he repenteth, for the holy man is merciful to his reviler, and holdeth his peace. And if anyone betrayeth a righteous man, the righteous man prayeth, though for a little he be humbled, yet not long after he appeareth far more glorious, as was Joseph my brother. The inclination of the good man is not in the power of the deceit of the spirit of Balaam, for the angel of peace guideth his soul, and he gazeth not passionately upon corruptible things, nor gathereth together riches through a desire of pleasure. He delighteth not in pleasure. He grieveth not his neighbor. He sateth not himself with luxuries. He erreth not in the uplifting of the eyes, for Yahweh is his portion. The good inclination receiveth not glory nor dishonor from men, and it knoweth not any guile or lie or fighting or reviling. For Yahweh dwelleth in him, and lighteth up his soul, and he rejoiceth towards all men always. The good mind hath not two tongues, of blessing and of cursing, of contumely and of honor, of sorrow and of joy, of quietness and of confusion, of hypocrisy and of truth, of poverty and of wealth. But it hath one disposition, uncorrupt and pure concerning all men. It hath no double sight, nor double hearing. For in everything which he doeth, or speaketh, or seeth, he knoweth that Yahweh looketh on his soul. And he cleanseth his mind, that he may not be condemned by men as well as by Yahweh. And in like manner, the works of Balaam are twofold, and there is no singleness in them. Therefore, my children, I tell you, flee the malice of Balaam, for he giveth a sword to them that obey him. And the sword is the mother of seven evils. First, the mind conceiveth through Balaam. And first, there is bloodshed. Secondly, ruin. Thirdly, tribulation. Fourthly, exile. Fifthly, dearth. Sixthly, panic. Seventhly, destruction. Therefore was Cain also delivered over to seven vengeances by Yahweh. For in every 100 years, Yahweh brought one plague upon him. And when he was 200 years old, he began to suffer. And in the 900th year, he was destroyed. For on account of Abel, his brother, with all the evils was he judged. But Lamech with 70 times 7. Because forever those who are like Cain in envy and hatred of brethren shall be punished with the same judgment. And do ye, my children, flee evil doing, envy and hatred of brethren, and cleave to goodness and love. He that hath a pure mind and love looketh not after a woman with a view to fornication. For he hath no defilement in his heart, because the Spirit of Yahweh resteth upon him. For as the sun is not defiled by shining on dung and mire, but rather drieth up both, and driveth away the evil smell, so also the pure mind, though encompassed by the defilements of earth, rather cleanseth them, and is not itself defiled. And I believe that there will be also evil doings among you, from the words of Enoch the righteous, that ye shall commit fornication with the fornication of Sodom, and shall perish, all save a few, and shall renew wanton deeds with women, and the kingdom of Yahweh shall not be among you, for straightway he shall take it away. Nevertheless, the temple of Yahweh shall be in your portion, and the last temple shall be more glorious than the first. And the 12 tribes shall be gathered together there, and all the Gentiles, until the Most High shall send forth his salvation and the visitation of an only begotten prophet. And he shall enter into the first temple, and there shall Yahweh be treated with outrage, and he shall be lifted up upon a tree. And the veil of the temple shall be rent, and the Spirit of Yahweh shall pass on to the Gentiles as fire poured forth. And he shall ascend from Hades, and shall pass from earth into heaven. And I know how lowly he shall be upon earth, and how glorious in heaven. Now when Joseph was in Egypt, I longed to see his figure, and the form of his countenance, and through the prayers of Jacob, my father, I saw him, while awake in the daytime even, his figure exactly as he was. And when he had said these things, he said unto them, Know ye therefore, my children, that I am dying. Do ye therefore truth each one to his neighbor, and keep the law of Yahweh and his commandments. For these things do I leave you instead of inheritance. Do ye also therefore give them to your children for an everlasting possession, for so did both Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. For all these things they gave us for an inheritance, saying, keep the commandments of Yahweh, until Yahweh shall reveal his salvation to all Gentiles. And then shall ye see Enoch, Noah, and Shem, and Abraham, and Isaac, and Jacob, rising on the right hand in gladness. Then shall we also rise, each one over our tribe, worshiping the King of heaven, who appeared upon earth in the form of a man in humility. And as many as believe on him on the earth shall rejoice with him. Then also all men shall rise, some unto glory, and some unto shame. And Yahweh shall judge Israel first for their unrighteousness. For when he appeared as Yahweh in the flesh to deliver them, they believed him not. And then shall he judge all the Gentiles, as many as believed him, not when he appeared upon earth. And he shall convict Israel through the chosen ones of the Gentiles, even as he reproved Esau through the Midianites, who deceived their brethren, so that they fell into fornication and idolatry, and they were alienated from Yahweh, becoming therefore children in the portion of them that fear Yahweh. If ye therefore, my children, walk in holiness according to the commandments of Yahweh, ye shall again dwell securely with me, and all Israel shall be gathered unto Yahweh. And I shall no longer be called a ravening wolf on account of your ravages, but a worker of Yahweh, distributing food to them that work what is good. And there shall arise in the latter days one beloved of Yahweh, of the tribe of Judah and Levi, a doer of his good pleasure and his mouth, with new knowledge, enlightening the Gentiles. And to the consummation of the age shall he be in the synagogues of the Gentiles, and among their rulers as a strain of music in the mouth of all. And he shall be inscribed in the holy books, both his work and his word, and he shall be a chosen one of Yahweh forever. And through them he shall go to and fro as Jacob my father, saying, he shall fill up that which lacketh of thy tribe. And when he said these things, he stretched out his feet and died in a beautiful and good sleep. And his sons did as he had enjoined them, and they took up his body and buried it in Hebron with his fathers. And the number of the days of his life was 125 years.
A long time you try to understand why we people in the condition of poverty and slavery. Best of jacked up mentality. Blind eyes can't see, no. Blind eyes don't see. We find it in a Genesis. Make me try back and try to understand it. A man named Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, him did have 12 sons with enough children. 70 souls was all of them. Gone down in Egypt, they multiply. Word of the Most High, food that never lie. After much time, remember them. Moses done this, so he deliver them. There was only one problem. Only one problem. Israel of them idolatry, them captivity, them poverty and idolatry. Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? The family if I ask them. Cause I really want to understand why. Why do the people perish? Do you understand? Go up on your knees and ask the Most High if you really want to understand why. When them walk out, them was ungrateful. When them walk out, them was unfaithful. Made a covenant, them never really keep it. Said the words, but them never really mean it. Mount Sinai was not a secret.
10 words, glory, we did see it. What's wrong with Israel? What's wrong with Israel? Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? They probably need to ask the Most High, cause we really want to understand why. Them coulda never touch the anointed. Them coulda never touch the one who the Most High appointed. How we fall from grace, we turn your face. No attempt to turn back and win the race. Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? They probably need to ask the Most High, cause we really want to understand why.
This is a psalm of David.
This is my Lord, once again, giving thanks and praise to the Almighty for everything that He has done for me. Oh, plead thy cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against those that fight me down. Yeah, yeah. Take hold of thy shield and thy buckler, and stand up for mine head. Draw out also the spear, stop the way against them that persecute me, O Lord. Persecute me, O Lord. Say unto my soul, devised for my hurt. Let them be like a chaff before the winds of Jah. Let the angel of the Lord persecute them. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Want you to say, Jah, I am thy salvation. And let his net that he had hid for me catch himself, Jah, into the very destruction. Well, let him fall, Jah. My soul shall be so joyful, it shall rejoice in his salvation. I am thy salvation. Say unto my soul, Jah, I am thy salvation. All of my bones shall say, yes, yes, my Lord. Who is like unto thee, which delivereth the poor from him that is too strong, yea, the poor and the needy, from him that seeks to spoil him, false witness did arise. They lay to my child, he said, I knew not. Rewarding the evil for good, to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothes were sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, my prayers returned to my bosom. I behaved myself as though he was a brother.
salvation. I am thy salvation.
Play up, play up, let me hear you.
I am the say unto my soldier, it's only the Father alone shall we lead us to brighter days.
Out in the street, they call it
Discipleship Radio, 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 Radio.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat.
And here, Shema Yisrael, here, Gevir, here for the Hebrew first words here for this 12th Rastafari sabbatical study, here for this Shabbat Strong. Here we pick up with the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book known as Genesis, here from the Sefer Bereishis. Here we have the 12th. The Yod Veit, the Yod Beit, Torah portion, the reading and feeding, the manna, here for this Shabbat Wayechi. Here we are at the last Torah portion, reading and feeding, here in the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's known as the Sefer Bereishis and called Genesis. So here. Shema Yisrael, Gevir Yisrael, here for the Hebrew first words for this Shabbat Wa Yechi, and he lived. B'shem Ha'av, Wahabein, Ve'ruach HaKadosh Yahuwah Echad, here. Wa Yechi, Ya'ikob, Eretz Mitzrayim. Shiva Asarei Shanna Wayhiya Yimeya Ikova Shine Chayayo Shiva Shanim We Aribaim Umata Shanna. And Jacob and Yaakov lived in the land of Egypt 17 years. So the whole age of Jacob, of Yaakov, was 147 years. Wa Yechi, Yaakov, and Jacob and Yaakov lived. Wa Yechi, Yaakov, Be'eretz Mitzrayim, in the land of Egypt. Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Sheva Asrei Shanna, 17 years, Sheva Asrei Shanna. Wa Yechi, Yemei Yaakov. So the days of Jacob, Wa Yehi Yemei Yaakov. So the whole age of Jacob, KJV has more correctly here, Wa Yehi, and it be a Yemei Yaakov. So the days of Yaakov, the days of Jacob, Shnei Chayayo, the years of his life, Shnei Chayayo, Sheva Shanim, Ve Arba'im, U'me'at Shana, were 147 years. Hear, Shema Yisrael, Hebrew first words here for this Shabbat, Wayechi, and he lived. Wayechi Yaakov Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Sheva Etzrei Shava Esrei Shana Wayehia Yemeya Iko Shene Chayayo Shava Ashanim We Arebaim Umaat Shana. Hebrew first words here for the last Torah portion from the first book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis, the Sefer Bereishis. Wa Yehi, and he lived. Wa Yehi, Ya'ikov, and Jacob lived.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore, hear the word of the Lord, hear the word of the Lord, hear the word of the Lord. Hear.
So why is the periscope, this periscope right here closed? Wa Yechi, Ya'ikov. And he lived, Jacob. Why is the periscope closed? Because as soon as Ya'ikov died, the eyes and the hearts of his children were closed through the suffering of the bond age, the bondage which came upon them. Another interpretation, he desired to reveal to his children the end and the end times, when the messianic era, the messianic age, the age of HaMashiach, the Messiah, would commence, whereupon it was hidden, it was closed from him. Now, what are the periscopes? Well, here in the Chumash, in the Sefer, here we're in the Sefer Bereishis, first book of Moshe, Hebrew book that is called Genesis. Here we're at the 12th Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. Shabbat Wa Yechi. He lived. Wa Yechi. And he lived. The periscopes, they are separated from one another in the sacred scroll by a space of at least nine letters, But this one is separated from the preceding by the space of only one letter. Hence, it is called closed, a closed periscope. Now, some observe that this periscope should really have commenced with verse 27. And Israel, dwelt in the land of Mitzrayim, which is the obvious, some say this is the obvious beginning of this portion. But, however, on the other hand, verse 26 did not provide a suitable ending for the previous parsha, the previous Torah portion reading and feeding. Wayigash. Now, when we compare and we study here in the study Bible, the Scofield Study Bible, we find right here that there's a superscription, the last days of Ya'ikov, for verse 27, the last days of Jacob, the last days of Ya'ikov. Wayeshev Yisrael be'eretz Mitzrayim be'eretz Geshen Koshen Waya Ye Achazu Baha Wayifru Wayirbu Meod. Reading, and Israel dwelt, or he sat, he was seated Vayeshev, Vayesheba Yisrael, Vayeshev Yisrael be'eret Mitzrayim be'eret Geshen be'eret Goshen. And Israel, Yisrael, dwelt in the land of Egypt, in the land of Goshen, in the land of the Chushen, the land of the Chushen. Why Yesheva Yisrael be'eretz Mitzrayim? He dwelt in the land of Egypt, in the land of Goshen. And they got them possessions, and they got them possessions there in. Why ye achzu? Why ye achzu? Baha, vaha, in ha, in her. Why ye achzu? Baha, and they got possessions therein, and they got possessions in ha. Why ye fru? Why ye fru? And were fruitful. KJV has right here. In the KJV, King James Version, for Genesis 47, chapter 47, verse 27, it says, and grew. In the Hebrew, we have wayifru, wayifru. They were fruitful. The prey, the fray, they were fruitful. Wayifru, they were fruitful. KJV says, and they grew, and they were fruitful. Wayifru, wayirbu. Wayirbu, wayirbu, and they multiplied, wayirbu meod, exceedingly. Now concerning the periscope and the question, why is this periscope here? Here we are at the last parasha, the last reading, the last Mana here in this first book of Moshe, the cipher of the Bereshith, Chokmah, wisdom is the Reshith. Shlomo HaMelech reminds us of that in the Mashal, in the Proverbs, the Metzaf Misale, reminds us that in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, that Chokmah is the Reishis, is the principle. So here in this first book, it says to get wisdom for our getting, get Bina, just to build right here, asking the question and asking, why is this periscope closed? Some observe that this periscope should really have commenced or begun with verse 27. So we just reflect on verse 27. Here we're at this Torah portion reading and feeding, the first words we pick up with verse 28, but concerning the periscope and the closedness of the periscope, verse 27, and Yisrael dwelt, and he was seated. Vayeshev Yisrael, Vayeshev, 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 Vayeshev Yisrael, and Yisrael and Israel dwelt in the land Be'aretz Mitzrayim, of Mitzrayim. Now, the obvious beginning of the portion, some say, well, it seems obvious, even in the Scofield Study Bible, we have a superscription before verse 27 that says, the last days of Yaakov, the last days of Jacob. But it is said that verse 26 did not provide a suitable ending for the previous Wayigash, oh gosh, oh gosh, Wayigash, and he drew near. What's the previous verse? 26, it says, and Yosef made it a law, a hawk, hawk. Joseph made it hawk. All right, so we get into the etymology of the hawk shaus, the hawk shaus, hawk shaus. The Hyksos, you know, Joseph, he made it a hawk. He made it a law. Wayasem otaha Yosef lihok, lihok. And Joseph made it a statute. a hawk. Wayasem otaha Yosef le hawka ada hayom hazeh. Joseph made it a hawk, a statute concerning the land of Egypt. Al Adamat Mitzrayi, concerning the land of Egypt. Now we say the Adama. That's what we're seeking to touch on before. One talk about the Kemet. Right? There's a few different words for different types of ground. Just getting a groundation here. So here we have Al Adamat. Al Adamat. Upon the Adamat. What is the Adamat? From the Adama. The Adama. Adamat, the reddish, that red, reddish brown, right? Even the Kemet, when one speaks about Kemet, in the true context, it's not really black so much, but it's so dark, richly reddish brown that it appears to be black. But it's the very same Adama, the Adama, the Adama. So here we have all Adamat. Upon the ground, the Adamat. Now we also have the word Eretz, the Eretz, right? The Eretz and the Aretz in some enunciation, the Eretz, the land, the earth. So he made it a hawk. Wayasem otaha Yosefa lechoka ada hayom hazeh. To this day. Ad hayom hazeh. To the day this, ad hayom hazeh, al upon al adamat mitzrayi, concerning the land, upon the land, right, upon the land, concerning the land. Now we look at the, it's interesting looking at the KJV in comparison. KJV reads, and Joseph made it a law over all upon, right, al, right, or the al-adamat, upon the adamat, the adamat of Mitzrayim, the adamat. Now, the adamat of Mitzrayim is the Kemet. There we have the true context of the Kemet, when we understand, well, what is the Kemet, right? You know, the people say Kemet, that's a reddish-brown ground, the agricultural, it's basically the agricultural land. You could say like the farmland, the agricultural land. Al Adamata Mitzrayim Le Faro, for the great house. Le Faro La Chomesh Raka Adamata Ha Kohanim Le Badam Lo Haita Le Faro. That Pharaoh, the great house, Pharaon, the great on, right, the great house, the great all, right, Pharaoh, should have the Chomesh, La Chomesh, Le Pharaoh, La Chomesh, Rak, only the Adamat, the Kemet, right, the agricultural farmland coming down from Tobia, Ethiopia, during the time of the inundation. He says, Rak Adamata ha kohanima levadam lo haita lefaro. Only the land of the priests alone became not Pharaoh's. Now, KJV reads it as, and Joseph made it a law hawk over the land of Egypt to this day, that Pharaoh should have the fifth part, except the land of the priests, HaKohanim, the land of the Kohanim, HaKohanim only, which became not Pharaoh's. So that is where, right, some say it could have, the Torah portion could have ended before verse 27, which would have, some say, been the logical beginning of this last Torah portion concerning the periscope. Thus asking the question, why is this periscope closed? Because as soon as Yaakov the patriarch, died, the eyes and the hearts, the perception and the inner understanding of his children were closed through the suffering of the bond age, coming into the bond age. So from the old kingdom, right, from the old kingdom into a new type of kingdom, a new type of government. Now, this is known by the Egyptologists and those who research this and the academics as the middle kingdom, coming into the middle kingdom period. And the particular dynasty or the dynasty that concerns us here is circa the 12th dynasty, the 12th dynasty, Egypt, and the testimony of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, and the Hebrews, right, in Mitzrayim, in Mitzrayimah, right, and in the Kushen, so we have the Hok, statute. Yosef made it a statue, right? The Hok. We have the Goshen, the Geshen, the Hushen, and also to get more into the Shen. What is the Shen? Shen referring to brothers, right? The Shen. The Shen also refers to the second or the doubling, idea of the doubling, the Shen. Also to a circle. A circle is a Shen, right? Within its Mitzrayim, context. But first things first, the closed periscope. Yaakov, the patriarch, wishing to reveal to his children the end. In the previous Torah portion, we had the Miketz from the end. It was close to the end right here in the Torah portion, but it was the Miketz where Faron, the great On, had a dream. And none could give him the true interpretation, with the exception of Yawasaf, Ayusif, Yosef, Joseph, who becomes the Lord of the Sif. So to speak, he's the Ha'adon, he's the Moshe Lekol Mitzrayim, he is the Moshe, the ruler of all the land of Egypt, called the Aton in the Egyptian context, the Aten, the Aton. The Hebrew context, the Adon, right? The Adon. So here we have the patriarch seeking to reveal to his children the end, when the Messianic age would commence, would begin, whereupon it was hidden, thus closed from him. As you mentioned, the periscopes are separated from one another in the sacred scroll by a space of at least 9 letters, but this one is separated from the preceding by a space of only one letter. Hence, it is closed. There is a closed periscope. A closed periscope we have right here.
I'd like to return to the classics.
Oh, I walk my feet to the bone. Can't get no work. I can't get no.
Study here on the Rastafari on the Monday podcast, right here, the second day of the Shabua. So we have the first and second Aliyot here for this 12th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. Why Yehi, and he lived. So here in the write of today's daily Psalm, Psalm 59 here. And this comes up again in the season, Psalm 59, a prayer in danger. right? Hopefully we can also have the Royal Amharic, go to the Royal Amharic right here, 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 for today's daily psalm, and maybe a brief portion of the Midrash study on the psalm, Psalm 59. But here, for the Torah reading and feeding, the seven aliyot, in other words, the Torah reading and feeding for the strong, the Shabuah, can be read into the seven aliyot for the Sabbath. So there's like a reading per day for the 7 days. So here, the first and the second aliyot of offerings, offerings up right here.
Shem Av, Wahabein, Ruaha, Kadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up here
Here for the Rishon, Aliyah. Here for this Shabbat, Wayechi. Sabbath, and he lived. Here picking up with the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Genesis. Here from the Sefer Bereishis. Here, Genesis chapter 47. Chapter 47, picking up with verse 28, for the Rishon, for the first Aliyah, the first up offering, the first reading here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Wayechi, Sabbath, and he lived. Here for the Hebrew first words, Wayechi Yaakov be'eretz Mitzrayim Shiva'a Esrei Shana Wayehi Yemei Yaakov Shnei Chayei Shava Ashanim Ve'arba'im U'ame'ata Shana. And Jacob Yaakov lived in the land of Egypt Mitzrayim 17 years. So the whole age of Yaakov was 147 years. Wayechi, and he lived. Wayechi, and he lived. Wayechi, Yaakov, and Jacob lived. Be'eretz Mitzrayim, in the land of Mitzrayim. Shava Esrei Shana, 17 years. Shava Esrei Shana, 17 years. Wayehi Yemei Yaakov Shnei Chayayo Shava Shanim. So the days of Yaakov. So the days of Yaakov. Wayehi Yemei Yaakov, the years of his life. Shnei Chayayo were 147 years. Shava Shanim Ve'arba'im U'me'at Shana. And the time that I withdrew nigh, near, that Yisrael, that Israel, must die. And he called his son Yosef, Joseph, and said to him, if now I have found grace in thy sight, put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and deal kindly and truly with me. Bury me not, bury I not, I pray thee, in Egypt, in Mitzrayim. Why yikrevua yemeya Yisrael lamut? Why yikra livno li Yosef? Why yomer lahu? And the time that I would you near that Yisrael, Israel, must die. Why yikrevua yemei Yisrael lamut? And he called his son Yosef. Why yikra livno li Yosef? And said to him, Wayomer lahu, if now I have found favor in thy sight, Inna matati yachin be'ayneka, put, I pray thee, Sinna
put, I pray, thy hands under my thigh. Seem na yadika tachata yerechi, and deal kindly and truly with I. With osita imadi chesed 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 and deal kindly, 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 and truly with I. With osita imadi chesed we emet. Bury I not, I pray thee I, in Mitzrayim, in Egypt. Al na tikebreini, be Mitzrayim. And bury I not, al na tikebreini, be Mitzrayim, in Mitzrayim, in Egypt. But I will lie, I'll lay with my fathers, and thou that I shall carry me, carry I out of Egypt, and bury me and bury I in their burying place. And he said, I will do as thou, as the I hast said. We shakav ti, aim e botai, but But when I sleep with my fathers, with Shakabati Ya'im Ebotai, U Ne Satani, thou shalt carry I, Mi Mitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim, Una Satani, Mi Mitzrayim, and bury I in their burying place. Ukavaratani, Biake Vuratam. And he said, why, Yomar, I Anoki, e-is-se, kia de bareka, I will do as thou hast said, Anoki, e-is-se, kia de bareka.
Lighten up yourself and don't be no dread.
Ki de vareka, anoki, e-se, ki de vareka. And he said, swear to I, why your mer, hiya shava, ari. He shava ali, swear to I, and he swore, and he swear to him, and Israel bowed himself upon the bed's head. Vayomer he shava ali, vayishava lahu, vayisha tahu Israel al rosh ha mita. And here, Shema Yisrael, here, picking up the first book of Moses, of Moshe, Hebrew book, that's called Genesis, chapter 48. And it came to pass after these things that one told Yosef, behold, thy father is sick. And he took with him his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. And one told Yaakov and said, behold, thy son Yosef cometh to thee. And Israel strengthened himself and sat upon the bed. And Yaakov said to Yosef, El Shaddai, appear to I at Luz in the land of Canaan, and bless thy. And said to I, behold, I will make thee fruitful and multiply thine, and I will make of thee, I, a multitude of people, and will give this land to Zarika, the I see, the I raise after thee, I, an everlasting possession. And now, thy two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh,
who were born to the eye in the land of Mitzrayim. Before I came to the eye into Egypt, mine as Reuven and Shimon, as Reuben and Simeon, they shall be mine, and thy issue, which thou begettest after them, shall be thine, shall be called after the name of their brethren in their inheritance. And as for me, as for I, when I came from Padan, Rachel died by me in the land of Canaan in the way, when yet there was but a little way to come to Ephrat, and I buried her there in the way of Ephrat. The same is Beit Lechem. And Yisrael held Joseph's sons, and said, who are these? And Joseph said to his father, they, my sons, whom Elohim hath given me, given I in this. He said, bring them, I pray the eye, to me, to I, and I will bless them. And hear, Shema Israel, hear, for the Sheni, Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Wayachi, Sabbath, and he lives here, picking up the first book of Moses, the Hebrew book, known as Genesis chapter 48, here at verse 10, right here, for the Sheni, Aliyah. For the second reading, the second offering here.
She had left me.
With Aina Yisrael, Kavadu, Mi Zokain, Lo, Yukala, Li Rod, Waya Yage, Shotam, Elayo, Waya Yishak, Lahem, Waya Hadek, Lahem. Now, the eyes of Israel, of Yisrael, were dim for age, so that he could not see. And he brought them near to him, and he kissed them, and embraced them. Wi'aymei Yisrael kavadua mi'azokena lo yukala mi'rot. Now the eyes of Yisrael, wi'aymei Yisrael, were dim kavadu, were heavy kavadu. Ni azokain were heavy for age. Aime Yisrael kavdua ni azokain lo yukala lirot, so that he could not see. Lo yukala lirot, and he brought them near to him. Wayagish otam elayo, and he brought them near to him. Wayagisha otam elayo, and he kissed them. Wayishaka lahem, and embraced them. Wayachaveka lahem. And Israel said to Joseph, I had not thought to see thy face, and lo, and look, Elohim hath shewed me, shewed I also, Zarika, I see. And Joseph brought them out from between his knees, and he bowed himself with his face to the earth. And Joseph took them both, Ephraim in his right hand toward Yisrael's left hand, and Manasseh in his left hand toward Yisrael's right hand, and brought them near to him. And Israel stretched out his right hand and laid upon Ephraim's rosh, Ephraim's ras, Ephraim's head, who was the younger, and his left hand upon Manasseh, and his left hand upon Manasseh's rosh, Manasseh's ras, Manasseh's head, guiding his hands wittingly for Manasseh, the firstborn. And he blessed Joseph and said, Elohim, true good, the true God, Elohim, before whom my fathers Abraham and Yitzhak did walk, did try. Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God. Elohim, who fed I all my life long to this day. Ha Melaak, the angel, who redeemed I from all evil. Bless the lads, and make my name, Shmi, be named on them. And the name of my fathers, Abraham and Yitzhak, and let them and make them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth, 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 the
earth, the earth, the earth, the earth, the earth, the
none of them can stop the
many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the inequities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
So here on the path of the righteous, Psalm 59, today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm. Here, gonna ride up with the Royal Amharic first. First, just get to hear the KJV, the basic read, then go through verse by verse from the Amharic Bible, the authorized Bible of Kedemawi Haile Selassie, side by side with the KJV. So here, we got like 14 minutes of live stream here. The Monday podcast beginning like a half an hour later, 10:30, so it's the 12:30 right here in this region. Check the time, hear the full of full. Today's daily song.
Boom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily song. We have Psalm
59. Deliver me from mine enemies, O my God. Defend me from them that rise up against me. Deliver me from the workers of iniquity, and save me from bloody men. For lo, they lie in wait for my soul. The mighty are gathered against me. Not for my transgression, nor for my sin, O Lord. They run and prepare themselves without my fault. Awake to help me, and behold. Thou therefore, O Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, awake to visit all the heathen. Be not merciful to any wicked transgressors. Selah. They return at evening. They make a noise like a dog and go round about the city. Behold, they belch out with their mouth. Swords are in their lips. For who, say they, doth hear? But thou, O Lord, shalt laugh at them. Thou shalt have all the heathen in derision. Because of his strength will I wait upon thee. For God is my defense. The God of my mercy shall prevent me. God shall let me see my desire upon mine enemies. Slay them not, lest my people forget. Scatter them by thy power, and bring them down, O Lord, our shield. For the sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride, and for cursing and lying which they speak. Consume them in wrath. Consume them that they may not be, and let them know that God ruleth in Jacob unto the ends of the earth. Selah. And at evening let them return, and let them make a noise like a dog, and go round about the city. Let them wander up and down for meat, and grudge if they be not satisfied. But I will sing of thy power, yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning, for thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing, for God is my defense and the God of my mercy, 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 God of my mercy.
Here today, Psalm 59 right here, gonna write up the world and hark and here. May the speaker Abraham Chabuda here on the Rhema tune, the Rhema dub right here for today's daily psalm, Ambush in the Night, the Royal Amharic, and after that, go to verse by verse, comparing, contrasting, HSV, Haile Selassie version, side by side of the KJV. But first, this right here, here.
مزمور 58 بقنف 59 ለመዘምራን አለቃ አታጥፋ ታኦሊ ገድሉት ዘንድ ቤቱን እንዲጠብቁ በላከ ጊዜ የዳዊት ቅኔ አምላኬ ሆይ ከጠላቶች አድነኝ በላይም ከቆሙት አስጥለኝ ከግፍ አድራጊዎች ታደገኝ ከደም ሰዎችም አድነኝ እነሆ ነፍሴን ሸምቀውባታልና ብርቶችም በላዬ ተሰበሰቡ አቤቱ በበደሌም አይደለም በኃጢአቴም አይደለም ያለ በደል ሮጥ ተዘጋጀሁም ተነስ ተቀበለኝ እይም አንተም አቤቱ የኃያላን አምላክ የእስራኤል አምላክ አሕዛብን ሁሉ ትጎበኛቸው ዘንድ ተነስ አመጽ የሚያደርጉትን ሁሉ አስተማራቸው ማታ ይመለሱ እንደ ውሾችም ይራቡ በከተማም ይዙሩ እነሆ ባፋቸው አሰምተው ይናገራሉ ሰይፍም በከንፈሮቻቸው አለ ማን ይሰማል ይላሉ አንተ ግን አቤቱ ተሰቀባቸዋለህ አሕዛብንም ሁሉ ትንቃቸዋለህ እግዚአብሔር መጠጊያዬ ነውና ኃይሌን ወደ አንተ አስጠጋለሁ ያምላኬ ቸርነቱ ይገናኘኛል አምላኬ በጠላቶቼ ላይ ያሳየኛል ሕግህን እንዳይረሱ አትግደላቸው አቤቱ ጋሻዬ በኃይልህ በትናቸው አውርዳቸው ስላፋቸው ኃጢአት ስለከንፈራቸውም ቃል መርገምንና ሐሰትን ስለሚናገሩ በትዕቢታቸው ይጠመዱ በቁጣ አጥፋቸው እንዳይኖርም አጥፋቸው የያዕቆብም አምላክ እስከ ምድር ዳርቻ ድረስ እንዲገዛ ይወቁ ማታ ይመለሱ እንደ ውሾችም ይራቡ በከተማም ይዙሩ እነርሱም መብል ለመፈለግ ይበተኑ ያልጠገቡ እንደሆነም ያንጎራጉራሉ እኔ ግን ለኃይልህ እቀኛለሁ በምሕረትህም ማልዶ ደስ ይለኛል በመከራዬ ቀን መጠጊያዬና አምባዬ ሆነኸኛልና ረዳቴ ሆይ ላንተ ለአምላኬ ዘምራለሁ አንተ አምላኬ መጠጊያዬ ምሕረቴም ነህና
time that we have right here. Let's just hear this once again, the English on the dub right here, Ambush in the Night, today's daily psalm 59, going through the Amharic and the English just now. But hear this right here. Yeah.
Psalm 59. Deliver me from mine enemies, O my God. Defend me from them that rise up against me. Deliver me from the workers of iniquity and save me from bloody men. For lo, they lie in wait for my soul. The mighty are gathered against me. Not for my transgression, nor for my sin, O Lord. They run and prepare themselves without my fault. Awake to help me, and behold. Thou therefore, O Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, awake to visit all the heathen. Be not merciful to any wicked transgressors. Selah. They return at evening. They make a noise like a dog and go round about the city. Behold, they belch out with their mouth. Swords are in their lips. For who, say they, doth hear? But thou, O Lord, shalt laugh at them. Thou shalt have all the heathen in derision. Because of his strength will I wait upon thee, for God is my defense. God of my mercy shall prevent me. God shall let me see my desire upon mine enemies. Slay them not, lest my people forget. Scatter them by thy power, and bring them down, O Lord our shield. For the sin of their mouth, and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride. And for cursing and lying which they speak, consume them in wrath. Consume them that they may not be, and let them know that God ruleth in Jacob unto the ends of the earth. And at evening let them return, and let them make a noise like a dog, and go round about the city. Let them wander up and down for meat, and grudge if they be not satisfied. But I will sing of thy power, yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning, for thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing, for God is my defense. The God of my mercy, 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 God of my
call in to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full now. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. 515-602-9761.
Many are calling, no? Many are called but few are choosing. Many are called but few are choosing. I was called and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. To whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelegashun, Zengashme, Ethiopia Menosh, you know. But I want the next verse with Amharic.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, Hear, O Israel, Hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
Many are calling, no? Many are calling, but few are choosing.
Salam to Teina Yistalin, Salam to Teina. Eina Yistling. Greetings, brothers and sisters. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and here in the royal Amharic, the Mezmore Dawit, Mezmore Hamsa Zetain. Hamsa Zetain, Hamsa Zetain, Psalm 59. Steam Kufuochin, Bemekawam, Bemekawam, Yekaravas Elot. Kufuochin, Bemekawam, Yekaravas Elot. A prayer presented in opposition, right, and confronting and in opposition against the evildoers, kufuochin, 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 bemekawam, yekarebe selot. Now, in the Sefer Tehillim, Hebraically speaking, you know, from the lower degrees to the high degrees right here, we have this as a prayer in danger, a prayer in danger. Prayer in danger in the English, kufuochin be mekawam yekarebe selot. A prayer offered, a prayer presented, a selot yekarebe selot, a prayer brought near, karebe, yekarebe, karebe. He drew near, yekarebe, right? Kareb, right? Kareb. Karev Vuga, Krav Maga, drawing near spiritually, right? Spiritual warfare here. Kufuochin, Bemekawam, Yekarebe Selot. A prayer in danger, a prayer in opposing, right? In downposing evil and evildoers, in opposition to the evil ops. A prayer presented here in opposition to the evil ops. So here we have the Authorized Revised Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Metzhav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of the Conquering Line of the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David, of Garmawi Karmawi, Haile Selassie, Siyume Xiavihar, Negusa Neges, Ze Ethiopia. Weep not, behold. So here he's revealed to open the book. So here we take a look in the book, the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible, what we refer to here as the HSV, Haile Selassie Version, comparing and contrasting side by side with the KJV, the King James Version. Beginning off with the superscription, Mamarinya Askenmo, firstly in Amharic, Le Mezemran Aleka. Le Mezemran Aleka, to the chief musician or the musician Mezemran, Le Mezemran, Le Mezemran, Le Mezemran Aleka, the chief of the musicians, La Menatziach in the Hebrew, La Menatziach, to the Menatziach, Le to the Mezemran Aleka, Atatifa. Atatifa, 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 al tashchet, in the Hebrew, al tashchet, tashchet. KJV has, to the chief musician, al tashchet, tashchet, it says here, some would read as tas or tashit, tashit, tashchet, in a struggle to try to figure out what is it saying. It's al tashchet in the Hebrew, al tashchet in the Royal Amharic, atatifa. Atatifa, do not destroy. Atatifa, ala tashchet, do not destroy. Miktam, it's a miktam, 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 miktam. It's a kine, golden composition, a kine, it's a kine, it's a kine. Right, Ethiopically speaking, a kine, miktam, miktam, miktam. It says Saul. Ye gedlut zen beitun and diyatav kul be lake gize ye dawit kine ye dawit kine. We have le dawit mikatam mikatam le dawit mikatam ye dawit kine. Saul, Saul, Saul. Here point at Saul, ye gedlut zen, beitun and diat abuku, belake gize, ye dawit kine. Le dawit mikatam, be shiloach, Shaul. Why ishmeru etahabait? La Hemito, Beit, Beitun, Saul, Yigedluzen, Beitun, Indiat, Evukuva, Lake, Gizeya, Dawita, Kene. When Saul sent the Lake, Gizeya, when Saul sent and they watched, and they watched the house, Beitun, Indiat, Evukul, Beitun, Indiat, Evukul. Wayishmuru etahavit Beitun in the Tevukul, when they watch the house to kill him. Yigedlutzen Lahimito to kill David. So we have the superscription right here, today's daily psalm right here, prayer in danger. Kufuochin bemekawim yekreves selot. Prayer brought near right here. Kufuochin bemekawim, opposing, confronting and opposing evil. Besama'av, wewelid, wemenfesu kedus, ahadu, amlak, kut'er'an, verse 1. Amlak yehoi, kat ratoche adnein, belayim kakomut astelein. Deliver, I live, I, from mine enemies, oh my God, oh my source, amlak yehoi. Defend me, defend I from them that rise up against me, from them that rise up against I. Kat ratoche adnein, belayim kakomut astelein, kagufad ragi wochat adegein, kademas wochim adnein. Deliver, I live, I, from the workers of iniquity, and save me, save I, from bloody men. Kaguf adragi wochat adegein, kademas wochim adnein. Inho nefsin ashem ko batalin abartu wochim belayet esabesavu avitu bebedelem aidelem bechat yatim aidelem. For lo, look, and ho, here it is. They lie in wait for my soul. Nefsin Hashem ko batalina. The mighty are gathered against me. The mighty are gathered against I. Vertu ochim belayet esevesevu. Not for my transgression. Avetu bebedelem aidelem. Nor for my sin. Oh, Abitu. Oh, I father, his father. Oh, father of the house. Abitu. Bebedelem aidelem. Bechat yatim aidelem. Yale bedela rotuhu tezegajuhu. Tenesa tekebelein. Yim. They run and prepare themselves without fault. Awake to help I, and behold. Now it's interesting here, as well as in the Septuagint, we have Yale Bedel, without fault. Here it says Yale Bedel Rotohu, I ran to Zagad Jehum, and I prepared. Tenes, rise up, arise. Arise, awake, tennis, tekebeling, Kabbalah I, receive I, tekebeling, Iyim, and see, Yalabedela rotohu zizagad shahum, tennis, tekebeling, Iyim. Antem avitu, yehayalan amlak, yisrael amlak, ahzabinu hulu tegwebenyacho zen, tenes, ametza yemiyadargutin hulu atamaracho. Thou therefore, O Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, Antem, Abe, to our father's father, O father of the house, Yehayalan Amlak, Yisrael Amlak, Ahizabin Hulu, Tegwebenya chosen, Tennis, a way to visit all the heathen, all the nations, all the peoples, Ahizabin Hulu, Tegwebenya chosen, Tennis. Be not merciful to any wicked transgressors. Selah. Mata yimelesu. Inda wishochim yirabu. Bekatamama yizuru. They return at evening. They make a noise like a dog and go round about the city. Mata imelesu inda wishochim yirabu bekatamama yizuru inahu bafachowa semto inagralu seifin seifima beken furochacho al man yisamal yelalu. Behold, they belch out with their mouth. Swords are in their lips. For who, say they, doth hear? Inneho, bafacho asemto yinagralu. Seifim abeken ferochacho al manisamal hilalu. Antegin avirtu. Tisik avachwale azabne mohulua tinak achwale. But thou, the I bear to thy father, his father, O father of the house, shalt laugh at them. Tisik avachwale, tisik avachwale, tisik avachwale. Thou shalt have all the heathen, all the nations, all the Gentiles, all the peoples in derision. Azabinim hulu tinak achual egziavi her met egiayin winna hailim wad ante asat egal. Because of his strength will I wait upon the eye. For God, the true good, Egezi Aviher, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, Father, is my defense, my refuge. Egezi Aviher, met Egeyayin, Wuna, Chaylim, Wada Anta Asa Tegal. Yamla ke chernetu ye agenanyal amla ke ratoche la yasayenyal. The God, the good, the source of my mercy shall prevent, I shall visit, I shall meet, I amla ke chernetu ye agenanyal. Amlaki, my source, shall let me see my desire upon mine enemies. Bet alatoche lai yasayinyal. Bet alatoche lai yasayinyal. Higahin indaya resua. Ata atigdelacho abetu kashayi behailhe betenacho awurdacho. Slay them not, lest my people forget. Higahin and die resu, so that the eyes hig, the eyes tor, the eyes law be not forgotten. Higahin and die resu, atigdelacho, don't slay them not. Lest my people forget. Lest the Lord be forgotten. Scatter them by thy power and bring them down. O Lord, our shield, Avir to our fathers, father, father of the house, Gashayi, my shield, Hailehir, Betanacho, Awurdachuim, Silafacho, Wachat Yata, Silakanferachuim, Makal, Mergamina, Hesetina, Silamia Nagaru, Betachoa, Yitamadu. For the sin, the uckery of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride. And for cursing and lying which they speak. Sila fachochat yata, sila kanforacho wimkal, margamina hasetina, salamina garu, bet evitacho yit emmedu, bekutat facho. And I in a room at a facho. Yeah, Yaakobim, Mamlak is committed that address in Digaza, Yuaku. Consumed in wrath, consumed that they may not be. And let them make them know that, the Amlak, the source of Jacob, ruleth, that Amlak, the source, ruleth in Jacob, even to the ends of the earth, Selah. Bekutat facho, and I norumat facho. Yeya ikobim Amlak, iskamidr dacha dresa, indi geza yuaku. Mata yimelesu, inda wishochim yirabu, bekatamama yuzuru, and at evening, let them return, mata yimelesu, and let them make a noise like a dog, like dogs, inda wishochim yirabu, inda wishochim yirabu, let them be hungry. Right, like dogs, starving like dogs, in the Wishochim Yerabu, the Katamama Yizuru, and go round about the city. And Arsuma Mebilla Le Mefalega Yibetanu, Yala Egevu in the Honem, Yana Gore Guralu. Let them wander up and down. Up and down, let them wander up and down for meat, for meal, for food. And arsuma mebilla le mefalega yibetanu. And grudge if they be not satisfied. Yala tegevu endahonem yana gure guralu inegin. Le hailihe kenyalo, bemehiretihima maldo desilenyal, bemekrayik en metekiyaye nam baye honehenyalina. But I will sing of thy power. Inegin, le hailihe kenyalo, I will compose to thy hail. Le hailehe, ikenyalo, bemehiretihima maldo, tesa ilenyal. I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning, bemehiretihima maldo, tesa ilenyal, bemekraik en metagiyaye nam baye honehinyalina. For thou hast been I defense and refuge
in the day of my trouble. Redate hoy, la ante la amlake zemralo, ante amlake metagiaye mehirete manehna. For to the eye, O my strength, O my helper, redate hoy, redate hoy, my helper, my strength, my helper. Redate hoy, le ante, le amlake, zemralo. Will I sing, will I chant Isis to the eye, my source, le ante, le amlake, zemralo. Ante, amlake, met egiyayi, mihirete manehina. For my source, the eye, my source, my defense, the source of my mercy and my mercy.
መዝሙር 58 በቅንፍ 59 ለመዘምራን አለቃ አታጥፋ ሳኦል ይገድሉት ዘንድ ቤቱን እንዲጠብቁ በላከ ጊዜ የዳዊት ቅኔ አምላኬ ሆይ ከጠላቶች አድነኝ በላይም ከቆሙት አስጥለኝ ከግፍ አድራጊዎች ታደገኝ ከደም ሰዎችም አድነኝ እነሆ ነፍሴን ሸምቀውባታልና ብርቶችም በላይ ተሰበሰቡ አቤቱ በበደሌም አይደለም በኃጢአቴም አይደለም ያለ በደል ሮጥሁ ተዘጋጀሁም ተነስ ተቀበለኝ እይም አንተም አቤቱ የኃያላን አምላክ የእስራኤል አምላክ አሕዛብን ሁሉ ትጎበኛቸው ዘንድ ተነስ አመጽ የሚያደርጉትን ሁሉ አትማራቸው ማታ ይመለሱ እንደ ውሾችም ይራቡ በከተማም ይዙሩ እነሆ ባፋቸው አሰምተው ይናገራሉ ሰይፍም በከንፈሮቻቸው አለ ማን ይሰማል ይላሉ አንተ ግን አቤቱ ተሰቀባቸዋለህ አሕዛብንም ሁሉ ትንቃቸዋለህ እግዚአብሔር መጠጊያዬ ነውና ኃይሌን ወደ አንተ አስጠጋለሁ ያምላኬ ቸርነቱ ይገናኘኛል አምላኬ በጠላቶቼ ላይ ያሳየኛል ሕግህን እንዳይረሱ አትግደላቸው አቤቱ ጋሻዬ በኃይልህ በትናቸው አውርዳቸው ስላፋቸው ኃጢአት ስለከንፈራቸውም ቃል መርገምንና ሐሰትን ስለሚናገሩ በትዕቢታቸው ይጠመዱ በቁጣ አጥፋቸው እንዳይኖርም አጥፋቸው የያዕቆብም አምላክ እስከ ምድር ዳርቻ ድረስ እንዲገዛ ይወቁ ማታ ይመለሱ እንደ ውሾችም ይራቡ በከተማም ይዙሩ እነርሱም መብል ለመፈለግ ይበተኑ ያልጠገቡ እንደሆነም ያንጎራጉራሉ እኔ ግን ለኃይልህ እቀኛለሁ በምሕረትህም ማልዶ ደስ ይለኛል በመከራዬ ቀን መጠጊያዬና አምባዬ ሆነኸኛልና ረዳቴ ሆይ ላንተ ለአምላኬ ዘምራለሁ አንተ አምላኬ መጠጊያዬ ምሕረቴም ነህና
Lift up the light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, Nuwarfic, Temerians. Learn them languages there. Learn the Amharic language. You see?
You see?
The English language.
See
the English language.
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Sirach. Sirach. The prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another and other tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach, the prologue,
King James 1611 verse.
Evil boy, everything takes time. Evil.
Here's Psalm 59, Mizmor, Nun Tet, Non Tet, Psalm L-I-X, Midrash, study on today's Psalm, La Menat Seyach, Al Tashchet Ledawit, Nechtam, Bi Shloach, Shaul, Vayishmeru, Et Habayit, La Hemito, to the eternal God, do not destroy David. Miktam, when Saul sent and they watched the house to kill him. La Menatzeach al Tashchet Lidawi, to the eternal God. La Menatzeach, La Menatzeach, to the eternal, to the overcomer, to the eternal God. Lamnatzeach, who said, Al Tashchet Lidawi, do not destroy David. Miktam, a Miktam, when Saul sent, Be Shiloah Shaul, and they watched the house. Vayishmeru et habayit, to kill him. Lahemito, to dead on him. Lahemito, lamnatzeach al tashchet ledawi, miktam, bi shloach shaul, vayishmeru et habayit, lahemito. Here today's psalm, Hebraically, the first verse, the Aleph verse, Psalm 59, Mizmor Non Eit Nun Tet. These words here are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere. But first, a Midrash note: do not destroy. Al Tashchet. Do not destroy, do not downstroy. For the leader, or for the chief musician, or for the overcomer. Lamnatzeach Al Tashchet. Do not downstroy, do not destroy. Le David of David, a song. In the KJV and other Bibles, italicized. In the KJV Bible, italicized, a song does not appear here. Lamnatzeach al tashchet le David, for the chief musician, al tashchet of David. To the eternal God, he said, al tashchet le David. Do not destroy David. Miktam. When Shaul sent, Be Shiloah Shaul, and they watched the house. Vayishmeru et habayit, to dead on him, to kill him. Lahamito. Here. Let's touch on Miktam. Here from the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, a Miktam. What is a Miktam? Miktam, hebraically defined as a writing, Miktam, a prescript, a Miktam, a poem, a Miktam, a psalm or a type of psalm, a Miktam, a song, a golden psalm, a Miktam, precious verse, a Miktam,
an epigram, a mix of time, a preeminent inscription, a mix of time, mixed times, a word mentioned in the titles of Psalms 16, Psalm 56, Psalm 57, Psalm 58, Psalm 59, and Psalm 60. The metaphy cycle, the metaphysical of Mictan, the entrance into consciousness of wise, inspiring, harmonious, uplifting thoughts of substance and truth, and the inscribing of these truth ideals in the memory, in the phrase golden song, Mictan, Mactan. Golden suggests wisdom, chokmah, and substance. Writing, precious verse, a poem intended to record memorable thoughts for the memory. Writing makes one think of something uplifting and inspiring, while both poem and song signify inspiration, the spirit within, inspiration and rhythm or harmony. Mictan. Ani lechozir, I repeat. Lamnatayach al pashachet ledawi. Mictan. Di shloach shaul. Vayishmeru et habayit lahamito. To the eternal God who said, do not destroy David, Mictan. When Saul sent, and they watched the house to kill him, to dead on him. First verse, Hebraically here. Superscription in other Bibles, the first verse, Hebraically here, the Aleph verse. These words, Ele Hadabarim, these words are to be read in the light, in the illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Kohelet, in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9a, verse 10a, and verse 12, that reads, two are better than one, for if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. And if a man prevail against him that is alone, two shall withstand him. A threefold cord is not quickly broken. Kohelet, Ecclesiastes, the preacher. Ovim ha-shinayim min ha-echad asha yesha lahem sakarat o baba'et malam ki ima yupolu ha-echad ha-yakima et ha-chevero ve-ayilo ha-echad ha-sheyipola ve-eina shneya la-hikimo ויימא יתק פוה האחד השניים יעמדו נגדו והחוט המשולש לו ומהרה ינתק. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. Obim hashnaim min ha'echad asha yesh lahem sakar tova ba'emala. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, and hath not another to lift him up. Ki yima yipolu ha-echad ha-yakim et ha-chibero ve-yilo ha-echad ha-sheyipola ve-hena-shniya la-hikimo. And if a man prevail against him that is alone, two shall withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken. It is better that two are better than one. Two are better than one. Here, Midrash notes, with this passage are cited four of its expositions, the last of which applies to this psalm, to this mizmor. Two are better than one. Tovim hashnayim min ha'echad. Two are better than one. Tovim hashnayim min ha'echad. It is better that two men go forth on the highway than that one man go forth alone. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. Ki im yipol ha'echada yakim eta chevero. For if they fall, ki im yipolu, the one ha'echada will lift up yakim eta chevero, will lift up his chaber, his chevero, his fellow chaberim, will lift up his chevero. Ki im yipolu ha'echada yakim eta chevero. If either falls, his companion, Chibero, will lift him up. And if a man prevail against him that is alone, all one, alone, two shall withstand him. Weima yitakefo ha echada hashnaima yaamdua negdo. And if a man prevail against him that is alone, or one alone, with ima yitakefo ha echad, two shall withstand him. Hashnaim yamdu negdo. If a rasha, a ratchet man, a wicked man comes at one of the two can withstand him. And if three men go forward, it is best, for a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Where hachuta hamashulasha loa bimhera yinatek. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken. With hachuta hamshulash lo bimhera yinatek. Another exposition on two are better than one. Obim ha-shnayim min ha-echad. Two are better than one. Better, tobim. Two, ha-shnayim, than one. Min ha-echad. It is better to be a righteous man, a tzaddik, and the son of a tzaddik, a righteous man, then to be a righteous man, a tzaddik, and the son of a rasha, a ratchet man, a wicked man. For the merit of the one tzaddik, righteous man, is not to be compared with the merit of the two, whose reward is such that if adversity should befall the family, the merit of the two will stand by to save it. And if there are three, a righteous man, a tzaddik, the son of a tzaddik, a righteous man, and the grandson of a tzaddik, a righteous man, their merit will never, never ever break apart, as is said of a threefold cord. Hahuta Hamashulash, threefold cord. Hahut Hamshulash. It was asked of Rav Zaera, but was not Kle Kle Gele Gele so and so a tzaddik, a righteous man, and the Bane, the son of a tzaddik, a righteous man, and the grandson of a tzaddik, a righteous man? And yet the fourth generation was rasha, was ratchet, was wicked. Rav Zaera replied, Shlomo, Solomon did not say a threefold cord is never broken, but that it is not quickly broken. Lo, bimhera, yinatek, not quickly broken. Even if it be broken, it will again be made whole. As is said even in Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 59, verse 21, my words shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth, here forward, and forever, and forever. Vanizota Briti Otam Amaryawa Ruchia Shara Aleka Ua Devaraya Shara Samatiya Bitfika Loaya Mushua Mipika Ua Mipia Zareka Ua Mipia Zeraa Zareka Amaryawa Ne Ata Vata Olam. As for me, Wani, and as for I, and as for me, Wani, this is my covenant with them. Zot Briti Otam, saith he who be, who ye be, Amar Yahweh, saith Jehovah, my spirit. Ruchi, my spirit that is upon thee, Ruchi, Asher Aleka, and my word that I have put in thy mouth, U Devarai Asher Samatiya Befika, shall not depart out of thy mouth. Lo, Yamushua Mipika, nor out of the mouth of thy seed. Ua Mipi Zareka, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed. Ua Mipi Zareka, saith he who be, who he be, Amar Yahuwah, saith Jehovah, Me'ata we'ad olam, from hence forward, from now, Me'ata, and forever, we'ad olam. Wani
Zot Briti Otam Amar Yahowa Ruchi Asher Aleka Udevarai Asher Sametiya Bepika Lo Yamushua Mia Pika Ua Mipia Zareka Ua Mipia Zeraa Zareka Amar Yahowa Me Ata Wa Ada Olam. For if a man is a disciple, a talmid, a deka mezmor, if a man is a talmid, a disciple of the wise, and so is Beino Lidju, his son, and his son's son, the words of Torah, the words of Torah, the teaching, Jah's direction, instruction, the words of Torah will never wholly, completely depart from them, since it is said, from henceforth, from here forward, and forever, me ata wa ada olam. Indeed, what can saith the Lord, what can Amar Yahowah, saith he who be, we be, saith Jehovah, Amar Yahowah, mean except that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, declared, I pledge myself to this. Another exposition, two are better. Ovim Hashanaim. Ovim Hashanaim. Ovim Hashanaim. The phrase, two are better. Ovim Hashanaim. This alludes to Michal, the daughter of Shaul, and to Jonathan, to Jonathan, both of whom loved David, both of whom loved David. It is written of Michal in 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel 18:28, and Michal, Saul's daughter, loved him. Va'te'ehava Michala bata Shaul eta Davida va'yagidu le Shaul va'yishar hadavar de'aynayo. Hear the fuller verse, 1 Samuel 18:20. And Michal, Saul's daughter, loved David, and they told Saul, and the thing pleased him. Wate ehaba Michal bata Shaul eta Dawi vayagidua le Shaul Waya Yishara Hadabara Be'aynayo. And Michal, Saul's daughter, loved David. Wate hab Michal Bata Shaul Eta Dawi. And it is written of Jonathan, of Jonathan, in 1 Samuel 18:1, and Jonathan and Jonathan loved him as his own soul, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. Vayehia ke kaloto wale davira ila shawula vinefesha yehonatana Nika Shara bin Fesha Dawida Vaya ye havehua ye honatana kenasho. Full of verse right here. 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 1. And it came to pass, when he had made an end of speaking to Saul, that the soul of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. Vayehi ke kaloto alidabir illa Shaul with Nefesha Yohanatana and Nika Sharabi and Nefesha Dawid. Waye Hebehu Yehonatan Kenafsho. Mikal, Michael, save Dawid. Save David from danger inside the house, inside Habayit. And Yonatan, Jonathan, from danger outside the house, outside Habayit. Hence, the two are better than one. Hence, Torim HaShenayim Min HaEchad. Hence, two are better than one. And a threefold cord. And HaChuta HaMashulash. A threefold cord was made by adding the love of Yisrael and Yehuda, the love of Israel and Judah for Dawid, for David. As it is said, even in 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 16, all Israel and Judah loved David. V'kol Yisrael lavi Yehuda oheva et David, ki hu yotzei avava lifneihem. And here, the fuller verse. But all Israel and Judah loved David because he went out and came in before them. We call Israel, we Huda, Ohe, Baeta, David, Ki Hu Yotzei, Waba, Lifnehem. Hence, here, it is written to the eternal God who said, do not destroy David, Miktam, when Saul sent and they watched the house to kill him and they watched the house to dead on him. Lamnatzeach ala tashacheta ledawi miktam di shloach Shaul. Vayishmeru et habayit lahemito.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
when he fled from Saul. Hear Mizmor Non Zain Nun Zain, Psalm 57. Bivarcho Mipnei Shaul, when he fled from Shaul, when he fled from Saul. Bivarcho Mipnei Shaul. How did David escape? How did David escape? Rav Aibu and HaRabbanim, the rabbis, they gave different answers. Rav Aibu, he said, David had two gates in Beito, in his house, one of which was locked. They watched for him at this gate, but he went out through the other gate and so escaped. HaRabbanim, the rabbis, they maintained that David had only one gate, and they stood by the gate and watched that he not escape. What did Michael do? What did Michal do? With a rope, she lowered David from a window, and so he escaped. When the messengers of Shaul, the messengers of Saul, came to Habayit, to the house, what did Michal do? What did Michal do? She took the teraphim and laid them on the bed and put a quilt of goat's hair at its head. As is said, even in 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel chapter 19, verse 13, and Michal took the teraphim. And Michal took the teraphim. Vatikach Michaleta Haterafi. And Michal took the terafi. Vatikach Michaleta Haterafi. Hear the fuller verse, 1 Samuel chapter 19, verse 13. And Michal took an image, HaTerafim, the Terafim, and laid it in the bed and put a pillow of goat's hair for his bolster and covered it with a cloth. Watikach Michaleta HaTerafi Vatashem Illa HaMitach V'Eita Kvira Ha'zima samaha mirae shotayo vatikasa babageda. When they entered and asked for David, Michal said, he is ill and lying in bed. They went back and told Shaul and told Saul. He said to them, bring him hither, bring him here, in the bed. They went and brought the bed to Shaul, to Saul. And Saul found HaTerafim, the teraphim, in the bed. Now, he became angry at his daughter Michal and said to her, Why hast thou deceived me? And let mine enemy flee. Michal answered, thou didst wed me to thy brigand, and he stood over me with his sword as if to kill me, saying, if thou dost not help me escape, I shall kill thee. Whereupon I was frightened, so fearful of him, that I helped him escape. As scripture tells us, Michal said, according to 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel chapter 19, verse 17, he said to me, let me go, why should I kill thee? Vayomer Shaul ella Michal, lama kaka remitini Vata shall chi etoivi.
Vaya Yimaleta. Vatomer Mikal El Shaul. Huamare Laya. Shalachini Lama Imitek. Do you hear the fuller verse? And Saul said to Mikal, why hast thou deceived me so, and sent away mine enemy, that he is escaped? Vayomer Shaul el Mikal, lama kaka rimitini, vata shalachi et oivi. Why Yimaleta? And Michal answered, Michal answered Saul. He said to me, let me go. Why should I kill thee? Why should I dead on you? Watomer Michal el Shaul. Who amar elai? Shalachini. Lama. Let me take. Because of this incident, the name Eglah was given to Mikal. For in the verse in 2 Samuel chapter 3, verse 2a and verse 5, it reads, To David were born sons. The sixth, Ithream of Eglah, David's wife. David's wife. And here the full 2 Samuel chapter 3 verse 2. And to David were born, and to David were sons born in Hebron. And his firstborn was Amnon of Ahinoam, the Jezreelite. So the first part of this verse connected with verse 5. Vayivadu alidawid panim bechevron vayehia vekoroa amnon la echinoam haizarelit. And here verse 5, and the sixth Ithream by Eglah, David's wife. These were born to David in Hebron. V'hashishi yita re'ama le'egla e'sheta David. Eile yuldu le'David b'chevron. Egla refers to Michal, to Michal. And why? Lamaze. Why was the name Eglah, Heifer, which means heifer in Hebrew, Eglah, heifer, given to Michal, Michal? Because, like a heifer, Eglah, that will not take the yoke upon her neck, so Michal, Michal, did not take the yoke from her father, but she bucked against it. Thou, therefore, O Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, arouse thyself to punish all the nations. V'ata Yahweh Elohim Tzevaot, Elohei Yisrael, Hakitza Lifkod Kol Hagoyi. Show no mercy to any iniquitous traitors forever. Show no mercy to any iniquitous traitors. Selah. Pause. Allah tachon kol bogdei aven. Selah. This is said because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, makes Himself out to be asleep in this world. This is said with Ata Yahweh Elohim Tzevaot Elohei Yisrael
Hakita Lifkod Kol Hagoyit. Thou, therefore, O he who be who he be, Elohim of hosts, Elohim of Yisrael, arouse thyself to punish all the nations, all the nationalities, all the Gentiles, all the international community. Hakita Lifkod Kol Hagoyim. This is said because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, makes himself out to be asleep in this world. Lama zeh? Lama? Why? Because justice does not yet permit that the B'nai Yisrael, that the sons of Israel, that the children of Israel be redeemed. As is said even in Psalm 78, Hebraically, verse 65. Until the time, until the Iowa, until the time, the Lord is as one asleep. Vayikat k'yashin Adonai, then Adonai, Adonai awaked as one asleep. Vayikat k'yashin Adonai. And here a midrash note right here. In the JV, the Yehudi version, then the Lord awaked as one asleep. Vayikat k'yashin Adonai. Then Adonai, Adonai, awaked as one asleep. But it seems that in the word vayikat, usually rendered awake, usually this Hebrew word, here, this expression, vayikat, is usually rendered as awake. The commentator finds an intimation of the Hebraic eight, time to come, Iowa to come, eight. So here we have an alternative reading Hebraically of Vayikat k'yashin Adonai, then Adonai awaked as one asleep, or until the time, the k'et, Vayikat, until the time the Iowa, the Lord, Adonai, is as one asleep. K'yashin, is as one asleep. Vayikat, k'yashin, Adonai. Verily, in the time to come, in the eighth, in the Iowa to come, in the eighth, in Hazamana Labo, in the time to come, when the time of redemption comes, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, will shake and arouse himself. If one dear speak thus, if one dear speak like this, against Hagoyim, against the nations, against the Gentiles, against the international community, as is said, arouse thyself to punish all the nations. Hakita Lifkod Kol Hagoy. Arouse thyself. Arouse the thyself. Hakita. Arouse thyself to punish Lifkod, or Hebraically, to visit, to punish, to visit, to punish, to visit. Call Hagoyim, Hakita Lifkod. called Paul Hagoyi. In that hour, in that Iowa, show no mercy to any iniquitous traitors ever. Show no mercy to any iniquitous traitors ever. Al Tachon, call Bogdei Aven Selah. Show no mercy to any iniquitous traitors. Al Tachon, call Bogdei Aven Selah.
Rise. See me on the side, creeps alive.